תלמוד עשר הספירות, כרך ג'
The study of the ten spherot, volume 3, part 10, page Taf Taf Ein Aleph, item 15. Study of Ten Sefirot in Hebrew, Part 10, page 871, item 15. Taf Taf Ein Aleph, 871, in Part 10, volume 3, item 15, the words of the Ari.
אנחנו לומדים בתלמוד 10 הספירות.
So we're learning the study of the 10 spherot, volume 3, part 10, page 871, the words of Dari, item 15.
15. And when the sparks of sanctity were sorted in 32 Elohim, it's written about it in the Act of Genesis. The word Elohim is mentioned 32 times. As was mentioned there, the remainder of the sparks descended below. And these remaining sparks are the Malchut in each one of the 32 initial paths. Because Elohim is Mi and Ele, the word Elohim. Mi, Ele. Mi is Galgalta Venaim, Ele is Achap. Mi is Gar, that are included in Bina. This is during the Ibur. And Ele is Vak. Because the Gar and Vak in each one of those first paths of the judgments was sorted to the holy side, holiness. Indeed, the Malchut in each and every path of those initial ones became waste below, because it is the last in each and every path and was not able to be sorted. It comes down like in water when the it sinks. Yeah, it's an action, but what's on the bottom? All the sediment. This is called a stony heart. It remains such that you can sort it, you can scrutinize it. It's sunk. And this is the meaning of, and the land was tohu vavohu, because this is the land in each and every path, malchut, in each and every path. So what's left in it is tohu vavohu. Read it again.
Item 15. When the sparks of sanctity were sorted, in the meaning of Lamed Bet Elohim, 32 Elohim, as was mentioned, the rest of the sparks came down. The rest of these sparks are Malchut, of all the 32 first paths, because Elohim is Mi Ele, made of the letters Mi Ele. Mi is Gar, included in Bina, and Ele is Vak, because Gar and Vak in each and every path of the beginning of Dinim was sorted by the side of sanctity, as sanctity. Indeed, the Malchut in each and every of the first paths becomes waste below, because it is the last of each and every path and could not be sorted out. And this is the meaning of, and the land was Tohu Vavohu, because this is the land of each and every path.
Okay, we continue above.
16. And the number of the sparks that were sorted, that were corrected accordingly, will be Rachaf.
Meaning, after the shattering in the world of Nekudim, you understand what we're talking about. In the world of Nekudim, we had shattering, because they used Pchina Dalet, the fourth discernment. And then the entire Partsuf, called the world of Nekudim, was shattered. And now we need to start sorting all the pieces and correcting them. So he's saying, and the number of sparks that were corrected accordingly will be Rapach. He writes it Rachav. It's letters that add up to 288. And the rest?
The rest, which are 32, which are the rest for the payment of Shach, 320, died and could not be corrected. This is the meaning of the spirit of Elohim is hovering, which is Met Rapach.
Met, dead. We're talking about those 32 discernments you can't correct, and Rapach, the 288, the ones you can correct, partially correct. In total, Met and Rapach make together Shach. Mirachefet, hovering. They make together Shach, 320. That's how it's written in the Torah.
17. And these 288 sparks were corrected by Shem ben Ein Bet.
What was left to be sorted after the shattering, you sort it, and then from that you correct the Pertsuf in Atzilut.
By its letters. Because Ein Bet Teivot and Riyu Otiot letters become Rapach, 288.
Ein Bet is 72 and Riyu is 216. Together they make Rapach, 288. What is Rapach? 288. That's Shach, 320, minus Lamed Bet, minus 32. Makes Rapach, 288.
And this is what the writing says. The rod of Aaron, Parach, for the house of Levi. Because the rod of Aaron is the meaning of Ben Ein Bet, the meaning of Chesed, Sitra de Aaron Levet Levi, is Riyu Otiot, the meaning of Gvura, Sitra de Levi. So, Perach, or bloomed, this is Ine Parach, number.
What is trying to say? That Riyu is 216, Ab 72, 216 discernments plus 72 discernments makes 288. These are the ones you can correct. These parts, these broken parts, these broken desires, you can correct. Meaning you can sort them, scrutinize them, and add forces to them, and then they will be used in order to bestow. Whereas in addition to them, there's another 32 discernments, 32 sparks, Lamed Bet. You cannot correct those. Until the end of correction, you can't touch them. That's a stony heart. It's a desire that you can't influence. It's like a rock. That's all, really.
18. And this is the reason that Malchut has nothing of it, because her sparks were not corrected. Rather, she received from her husband 10 from above downwards.
This is the reason that Malchut has nothing of herself, because her sparks were not corrected, and instead she received from her husband 10 from above down. Only in this way, Malchut realizes herself. Only with respect to what she receives.
19. And because her first sparks were not corrected, they clung to her and held on to her as a rose among the thorns. And these 32 that were not corrected are called Lev Ha'Even, the 32 of the stone.
Or thorns. The rose is Malchut, that it's included of Rapach 288, what you can correct. And what you cannot correct are the thorns around her.
And these 320 sparks with the name Adni, that is Samech Hei, 85, will all be Shechina, because everything is included in her.
Okay, we shouldn't get confused.
Item 20. You should know that even though we said about Malchut that in each of the 32 first paths were not corrected. This is the bottom malchut, but the upper malchut, which is in Chokhmah and Bina, was corrected initially. Because the eight kings correspond to Chagat Nehi Malchut, and the eighth king came out with his spouse as Zeran Pina Nukva, and so Chokhmah and Bina were corrected. And from Bina and below, these eight kings emerged.
We'll learn about this below in the text. For now, let's go back to item 13, above and below.
So we're on page Taf Taf Ein, item 13, asterisk. The thing is that when the upper emanator started emanating Atzilut with the upper land,
after the shattering,
the first kings came out initially as the complete din in the upper thought,
meaning the will to receive in order to receive the complete judgment.
And this is why it says that these are the kings who ruled the land of Edom. In them, the klipot and the dinim that are not holy are mixed. And of all the dinim, Aramit Batelet, which is Malchut, until the root of the dinim striked as a hammer hitting, and these sparks emerge in every side, so is the root of the dinim part of these kings. 320 sparks as the 32 paths. Each of them is included of 10. And he sorted out these sparks, the sparks of Dinim of Kedusha, which are Lamed Bet Elokim in Bereshit, from the side of judgment in Kedusha.
Let's see what he says below.
Item 13 below. To emanate Atzilut with the upper land. Bina is called the upper land, and Malchut is called the bottom land, the lower land. And the matter of the association of Malchut and Bina is sorted that it is discerned that Atzilut is emanated with the upper land, meaning the Masach and the Zivug were made in the place of Bina. Then Bina is called the land of Edom.
Is this okay or not? Read again.
Again, 13. Emanating Atzilut with upper land. Bina is called the upper land, and Malchut is called the lower land. And the matter of the association of Malchut with Bina is discerned that Atzilut is emanated with the upper land, meaning the Masach and the Zivug were made in the place of Bina. And then Bina is called the land of Edom.
Clear, this is the lower land, and then this is the land of Edom, Malchut rising to Bina.
The root of Dinam is like a hammer striking a anvil, and the sparks emerge from every side in the meaning, in the sod, meaning of 32 paths. Butzina de Kardinuta is called always the root of the dinim, the judgments, meaning the bottom hay of Tzimtzum Aleph that used the Batsufim of Ak, which is the middle point. And the matter of bitush means striking, because the masach, where the viut of the bottom hay is restricted, strikes the upper light and raises or chozer, reflected light, called nitzutzin, sparks, as it is known. And this striking emerged in the seven kings of Nekudim, where the four kings emerged by the four levels, one below the other, and the Zivugim, the Abba Ve'ima Elain, Upper Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim, and the four kings of Tanihim by the four levels that emerged by the Zivugim de Ishut. And of all these eight levels, the sparks fell to Bia. This is what they said, as the hammer that strikes the anvil, and the sparks emerge of every side. And the number of these sparks is 320 sparks, as he explains. And later, in the time of the correction of the world of Atzilut, that Zivug returned and sorted out only the first nine of them, which are the nine Prinot of the 32 sparks, which are 288. They are called the 32 paths of wisdom that illuminate the 50 gates of Bina.
We will learn that. 7 times 7 is 49, plus Mahal is 50. Questions? Oho.
No Niv.
So, what correction was made when before the shattering and after the shattering he was only able to correct their first nine?
Before the shattering, we see the creation, the desire to receive. You see the desire to receive. And the desire to receive is the desire to receive. According to the program, you need to turn it into receiving in order to bestow. In that, there is an ability to be impressed by the intention in order to bestow only in the upper nine. Where is it sorted? During the shattering. And the shattering is necessary in order to distinguish the desires that can be impressed by the intention to bestow and such desires that cannot be impressed in order to bestow. Everybody understands it or not? We have a desire to receive. Listen closely. Those are simple things. Just don't shut your ears. There is a desire to receive. The desire to receive must come to equivalence of form with the Creator, whatever it may be. This is the plan. How can it be included, integrated with the Creator? How can it resemble Him? How can it be identified with Him? Only by absorbing into itself qualities of bestowal. So, in order to scrutinize who can absorb and who cannot absorb the qualities of bestowal, and for them to absorb these qualities of bestowal, for that, the action in the world of Nikudim took place. The light comes, brings power to Keter and Abba Ve'ima, and Abba Ve'ima bestow to Zon, they want to give to Zon the power of bestowal. And Zon seemingly receive all, the entire force of bestowal that can be given, and after that comes, in order to bestow the force of the light itself, the fulfillment, in order to bestow, that they would receive it. And it becomes clear that they can receive it in order to bestow in each and every degree, in each and every state, only the first nine. Not all the desires, but the first nine. And not the malchuyot, the plural of malchut. Therefore it breaks, the world of Nikudim shatters. It's shattered. Now we have the ability to scrutinize who can be corrected and resemble the Creator and who cannot. That's what we need to do. They don't require us to be 100% righteous, because in each and every one of us there is a stony heart. Rather, they demand of us to scrutinize what yes and what no, and gradually correct yourself. So I'm in the first degree that goes towards correction. So I scrutinize very roughly what are the first nine, what is the stony heart. I put the stony heart off to the side, and I receive the first nine in order to bestow. Nice. Second degree. Again, I have 10 sefirot. I scrutinize what can be the stony heart, what can be the upper nine. Stony heart, I keep below, and I work with the first nine. And that's how I do it more and more. And where does those degrees come from? They come from the precision, where in a more and more accurate way I scrutinize what does it mean to bestow. The entire ladder of degrees is made of actions where I scrutinize what does it mean in order to bestow and how much I'm capable of working in order to bestow. So I have 125 degrees, and in each degree I scrutinize what belongs to Malchut, what belongs to the first nine. In the first nine I can receive in order to bestow, I can identify with the Creator, and in Malchut I cannot. I scrutinize it, I lower it, I don't use it. That's what we have. Meaning, I scrutinize in total 320 discernments. What is 320? We have 4 times 8 times 10, 320. So I need to scrutinize from there only the first 9. The first 9 from 320 leaves 288. 320 is Shach. Shin Chaf, 320. 288 is Rapach. I need to always scrutinize the Malchut, put it aside, and not use it. With my true will to receive, I never use. I always need to know that this is something I cannot correct. I can't overcome it. That's how the Creator made it. By rejecting the Malchut itself and using only the first 9, by that we begin to understand the Malchut and the first 9, and in the gap between the two, where you scrutinize both, we attain the nature of the Creator. And that's why we advance towards identifying with Him, recognizing Him, and so on. Is it clear this far?
Two questions. When you say Malchut and the first 9, it's not clear. What is this discernment of the first 9 compared to the Malchut? There is a desire wanting for itself.
Malchut is for itself, and the first 9 is the inclusion of Malchut in the first 9.
What are the first 9?
They are not the first 9 by themselves. It's a desire to receive that is capable in integrating and in order to bestow.
What is there besides a desire that wants for itself? What is there besides that?
A desire that can be integrated in the qualities of bestow.
Where do I identify it?
In the first 9 of the Pratsuf. Where do they come from? From 4 phases of direct light. The upper light started to work. It created root, Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, and Dalet. So Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel in total, they make up the first 9. Pchinat Dalet is Malchut.
Okay, one more question. Why was the shattering necessary? All the desire was missing was force in order to bestow.
The shattering took place because in the vessels, in the desires that they were thinking to receive in order to bestow, they discovered that they are receiving in order to receive. And this feeling of deviating from the planned path is called shattering.
Yeah, why wasn't it enough to ask for more force to bestow?
When you're already in a state where you say, I've eaten and I ate again, when you're already sinning, you cannot ask for something holy. You can't. You are below your ability to overcome. I didn't eat for a few days. They place a plate before me and I jump on it and I can't do anything. Why? Because the pleasure is greater than than the prohibition. The host is here. I can't even see him. I see only what's in the plate.
One last thing. When we say that Malchut rises to Bina, why do we use this term instead of saying a Zivug over Prina Daled or something like that? What is this term? Malchut goes up to Bina.
Malchut going up to Bina, ascent, descent, that's how we relate to it. Malchut wants to reach a state of bestowal, where bestowal is Bina. It wants to be like Bina. Like. Can't be Bina, but like Bina, he wants it to behave like Bina. What do you mean? It's entirely able to receive, and Bina is able to bestow. Bina is the quality of the Creator. Malchut is the creature. So Malchut wants to behave with herself, just like the Creator. But who are you? You're the desire to receive, but I want to. I want it. But how? I'll ask.
No.
If I turn to the host and the host can correct me, as much as he corrects me, he will correct me. So what I do and as much as I can do after his correction, it will be holy and full and good. But you're just able to receive. The host, that's what he did, that's what he corrected. So all of my work, when I devour with joy everything that's on the table, I give him contentment in that. Why? Because I asked him to correct me, and he did. After he corrected me, I can do it. I give him contentment. But you're a receiver, nevertheless. He gave me the intention to bestow. He says it's enough. Okay.
Can we repeat the numbers between the different Malchut and the first nine?
The entire Parzuf is altogether 32 discernments times 10, 320. 10 Sfirot. Malchut, which is the 10th, cannot receive correction on itself. A tenth of 320 is 32. Nice. You went through school. And the rest? 9. 320 minus 32. That's 288. 288 in Gematria is Rapach. Resh, Pei, Chet. 32 in Gematria, Lamed Bet. Lamed Bet and Rapach together make 320 Shach, Shin and Chaf. What else do you want to know? That's it.
Why is the division so weird here? Before there was the mingling between the vessels of reception and bestowal, they cut it in half.
Where did they cut it?
In the world of Nikudim. There it was clear.
Those are vessels that can and cannot be in bestowal. Relatively. Through the power of Bina that dwells in them. He's asking nicely. There's a place for this question. He's saying that we have studied, we've learned that the Partsuf of Nekudot of Sag that went down, there was a part in it. Keter Chochma Bina Chesed Gvura Tiferet Galgal Tevinayim, vessels of bestowal, and Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut was the Achap, vessels of reception. So it's not one Sfira of Malchut against the first nine. It's really half and half, 50-50. So why aren't we dividing it into half and half right now? Because now, the will to receive, in order to receive in Malchut, was revealed as unable, as being unable to to be corrected and to be in order to bestow. Whereas there, it was in the cascading down from above downwards in the Partsuf of Bina. Partsuf of Bina, where the power of Bina maintains these spheres, which are either in bestow in order to bestow, or receive in order to bestow, or in restriction, not receiving anything. This is the power of Bina that's holding them.
A desire that cannot be in order to bestow has been revealed, even though these kings only emerge over four different levels of aviyut, of coarseness. So they cut Malchut? Oh.
No. When they shattered, Malchut was working in full. That's why they shattered. After they shattered, then we can scrutinize them. We can create a selection.
The question is, there are four levels of coarseness?
Yes.
And the 320 is over four, not five. Malchut is not taken into consideration.
No, not the Malchut, the Keter. Yud Kei Vav Kei. We don't consider the Kutso Shel Yud, the tip of the Yud.
Why?
Because the tip of the Yud has no coarseness.
Okay, it's just an item 14, he writes.
Item 14. Let's read it down below. And each one divides into four, and each one of those is included of 10. The division into four is according to the four discernments of coarseness in the masach, in the screen, where each discernment of those four elicits a full degree of 10 sfirot, as it is known. Therefore, the four discernments include 40 sfirot, and each one of the eight kings is included of these 40 sfirot. Therefore, the 320 discernments in them, and we should understand it, why does it not consider the five discernments in the screen, since there are five discernments of coarseness in the screen. But the matter is that there is no Bchinat Dalet. This is what you're asking, because after it disappeared, when the body was purified from the Keter of Ak, again it was not renewed. And in Nekudim, there's only Bchinat Dalet of Itlapshut, without any aviut, any coarseness. Therefore, there are only four discernments of coarseness alone. And this is, why can I see? I can't see. Therefore, there are only four discernments of coarseness alone. And this is what he talks about, four letters of the name of Havaya. Because also in Havaya, there's no degree of Keter in them. But only, it's only hinted at through the tip of the Yod, as we know, because of the same reason. Meaning that it doesn't have all the discernments. There's only coarseness of Bchinat Dalet. There's no coarseness of Bchinat Dalet. They say about it, as he says here, it disappeared even before that. There's no Bchinat Dalet here, because after it disappeared, as the body was purified from the Keter of Ak. Hold on, no words. The desire to receive, that felt the shame, a great blemish, and decided that it's going to work only in order to bestow, that desire to receive disappears. And in its place comes only that which can work in order to bestow. So, Bchinat Dalet itself disappears, and with it also the tip of the Yud, Kutso Shel Yud. So we only consider Havaya, that light that expands through the four phases, four discernments, but there's no true Keter and no true Malchut as existed in Ensof. We come to that only after we conclude all the corrections, and in Rav Pali Mekabtziel, there renews again that feeling of the degree of coarseness and that light of Ein Sof, which is not there. It's the light of Yechida, with a coarseness corresponding to it, that's no longer in the kav, in the line. It's not in the line. How to explain it again? Another way? This light comes from the Creator. Therefore, it has the quality of Yechida, because it comes from the source where everything is connected. Whereas, when the creature says, I'm going to start behaving like the Creator, it can never be unified as the Creator, because in the Creator, everything is as one. There are no differences between anything. And the creature is always corrected, corrupted, always has to be completed somehow, is made of all these connections. So it never doesn't know really what is this quality of one. The quality of one is concealed from him. But after we do everything we can do, we receive also that at the end of correction. But this coarseness is missing where it can attain it. It disappears. We'll see you next. We have a bit more time. Read item 15 below.
Below. Inner light.
We read it above.
The Gar and the Vak in each and every path from the first dinim was sorted out as sanctity. Indeed, Malchut, etc. Explanation. Because the 32 paths are in general. Each of them is included of 10 sefirot. Only the first 9 sefirot in each and every path was sorted out in sanctity. Indeed, Malchut in each and every path becomes waste below and could not be sorted out. It remains as tohu vavohu. And you should know here, because that the 32 paths are 32 brinot of masach and aviyot, screen and coarseness. Each of them has enough to elicit a degree of 10 sefirot. Indeed, those 32 paths had the bottom 5 incorporated in each and every path, and you also know that the screen in the bottom 5 has been purified already, as the istalkut, departure of the Aleph Deak, and was not renewed. Therefore, every place where there is coarseness of the bottom 5 was coarseness without a screen. This is the main reason for the shattering, when the lights could not clothe in those vessels because of the mixture of the bottom 5 in each of their discernments, each prina. Therefore, the first scrutiny of the 7 kings is scrutinizing the 32 paths to be pure of these bottom 5. And this scrutiny is called Lamed Bet Elokim Shebe Bereshit, meaning the 32 paths regarding its bottom 9.
I don't know how to explain this to you, but you can imagine it in the following way, even quite tangibly. Imagine, before the first restriction, the host places before you a full table with respect to your entire will to receive. And you receive it directly, like in an unlimited pipe. You receive it and you fill yourself. This is called the true Malchut. We never have it. We'll never have it, because there will always be conditions, restriction. You're going to receive after the restriction, you'll never receive the way it was before the restriction, because back there it was without any conditions. This is the matter of this appearance of this malchut.
Because Malchut was sorted out and separated from them, and they became waste below. Meaning, Malchut, of the quality of judgment, revealed judgment, that was without a screen at the time of Nikudim, caused the shattering of the vessels.
It was revealed, really.
And you should know that just as these 32 paths include all eight kings, meaning all the scrutinies of the worlds until the days of the Messiah, at the same time, any small discernment that rises to receive a correction in Atzilut has to be sorted out and divided in these 32 paths, meaning until the first nine of each and every path is sorted out, and you take out the malchut in each path. This is because of the beginning of the mingling that was in the time of Nikudim. This mingling is devoured in each and every detail that can divide. Therefore, any discernment which is smaller than them, that when you start to sort it out and bring it up from Bia to Atzilut, first you have to take out of it the 10 malchut that are mixed in it. That's why it has to be divided into the 32 paths, in order to take out the last discernment of every path, which are these malchuts. Therefore, in every b'china that raises man from Bia has 320 sparks that are sorted out in the 32 paths, which sorts out the first nine of every path and takes out the malchut from every path. That's why every ascent of man is called rapach, 288 sparks after the name of this scrutiny, meaning 32 times 9, the first 9, which are 288. And the 32 sparks of the 10 malchut come down as waste, and they are called the heart of stone, lev ha'even, as we discerned.
In numbers, it makes sense. What do you want to ask? Quickly.
How is it possible to have the first nine without malchut? With themselves, there are nothing without malchut. And what we're talking about, the light.
We're already talking about the corrections. Which malchut we should connect to the first nine in order to use them? But not with my previous will to receive, which was entirely in order to receive. I have to be here in a different malchut.
Yeah, it's as if you don't have the first nine without malchut. Seemingly,
we're talking about the scrutiny right now. The scrutiny. There are such qualities, and there are sermons that connect into desires. So I cannot use the desires. The qualities I can use. Which of the new desires can I connect to the qualities? That's it. That's the whole thing. Let's say you were a thief, and you used to steal for yourself. Now you're going into correction, so all your theft is from the rich to the poor, right? That's already a mitzvah. Let's see. I don't know what kind of example to give, okay? So, before you performed the transgression, you stole for yourself. Now you're taking from the rich and giving to the poor. You're using your qualities, your first nine, the way you know how to use it as a professional thief. But your desire is to bestow to the others, to the poor, and not to yourself. With all of your craftiness, you're using it now to perform a mitzvah instead of a transgression. Well, I give such an example. You don't want to receive it, accept it. Okay. The first nine is all your qualities. You know how to do work, but what you do the work for depends on malchut. You exchange a malchut, that's it. You don't need anything more.
But we don't replace it. We just take it away.
Well, we'll see. These are the corrections. We bring down and then we replace it. Instead of this malchut, we come to a different malchut. Shach, Shachan, we'll learn about it. Also, that was which I said. That will to receive, that we received kind of openly, the entire fulfillment will only come back at the end of correction. You never use it. We need to go to, what did you tell me?
Shamayim Baretz.